And welcome back to Juno Afternoon. I'm your host for this hour, Rhonda McBride. We want to introduce you to a woman who has done something that many of us have wanted to do. Lose a lot of weight, but better than that, keep it off. How did she do it? And we've got with us Florence Tong, who was recently crowned the Tops Queen of Alaska Weight Loss. And we also have the local chapter leader with us, Vicki Williams. So I want to thank both of you for joining us. But maybe, Vicki, we should start off with you. What does TOPS stand for and how does it run locally?
TOPS stands for Take Off Pounds Sensibly, and it's an international organization. We are a nonprofit organization. There are chapters throughout the United States and Canada. And here locally, we have a chapter. We have about seven current members, and we meet once a week. And when we meet, we weigh in. So we get that accountability as to, are you on track to lose weight? Maybe you've had a rough patch and you've gained some. During our meeting, we talk about how our week has been. We also have a program each week. We're all volunteers and we take turns doing programs on topics about good health, topics about eating, topics about exercise.
So, of course, Flo has recently been honored as the Alaska Queen of Weight Loss for TOPS. Flo, you want to tell us how you got that honor?
Well, I guess I got it because I finally got to my goal weight, which took me about a year.
How did you go about doing that? Did you like diet and starve yourself?
No. Like a lot of people who diet, I've been on almost every diet there can be. And many of those I did just try to starve myself to get the weight off. It doesn't work that way. I think a real nice, slow, sensible approach. And there's so much more than just what you eat. It's a little bit of exercise. It's just doing some good things for yourself, having some small little things that you can do throughout the day. They're just real little small successes that you can count on. And you look for them every day.
You know, you do have people in some programs like TOPS that lose, I've heard, as much as 100 pounds, and they do it over a long period of time. That is a lot of weight to lose in a year.
Well, let's see. You really just have to change your thinking and not think of it as, I've got to lose, because you have successes and failures throughout the weeks. You might gain a pound one week and lose two the next, so you just really have to keep focused. And I really like that there's other ladies there going through the same thing. There's a couple of ladies who have reached COPS status, which means keep off pounds sensibly. They've got their goal and they've kept it off for several years. So you just learn from each other. One of the things that happened when I didn't realize I was going to be a chapter queen, but Vicki had a little ceremony for me. It was a surprise. And she had all these bags of potatoes, which I couldn't figure out what that had to do with TOPS. And she sat me down in a chair and put a sash on me and put a crown on my head and started setting 10-pound bags of potatoes on my lap. And when it got to 40 pounds, I realized, yeah, that's a nice goal. That was great.
Boy, when you put it that way, bags of potatoes representing more than 40 pounds, that's pretty heavy to carry around. So can you tell us a little bit about how TOPS is meeting in Juneau these days in the time of COVID? Do you do most of your meetings on Zoom? How does that work?
In Juneau, we felt it was very important to stay connected. Even though we had COVID and meetings were shut down, our national organization last March said nobody can meet in the entire country, even if your state allows it. So we went immediately to a conference call each week. So we usually meet Thursdays at 6:30. We weigh in and then we have our meeting. So what we would do is we would get on a conference call every Thursday, and we couldn't meet, but we could talk about how our week was going, and we could each do our own weigh-ins at our own house. And so we did that as a way to stick together. And then I think it was about May or June, the national organization said, well, if your meeting place is open, you can start having meetings as long as you follow good COVID guidelines, social distance, and all that. So our normal meeting place is the Mountain View Senior Center downtown, but that's still closed to outside people coming in. So we were not able to go back there. Since there are just seven of us right now, we've been able to meet in a local church that has a very big room that we can spread out. And each member decides, do you want to come to meeting or do you want to call in? So starting in about June, we are currently offering weigh-ins to anybody who wants to come weigh in. And anybody who doesn't feel comfortable or who may feel like, you know what, I've been out a bit this week with other people, I don't want to expose the others in my group, they'll call in. So we're just trying to be very flexible, but realize that you need that weekly accountability to stay on track.
You can find out about all sorts of weight loss programs. They're advertised all the time. Jenny Craig and this new one called Noom, and of course, Weight Watchers. And I kind of think of TOPS as sort of the poor woman's program or poor person's program, because the charges are very minimal, I understand.
Yes, I'll take this one. This is Vicki. TOPS started many years ago by a person by the name of Esther Manns, who got a group of her friends together at her kitchen table, and they all wanted to lose weight and help each other. So that's our roots, is people getting together, and it can be women, men, teens, all ages we have opportunities for. And our annual membership to our national organization is $32 a year. And then most local chapters do charge a monthly dues because, well, we had to buy Flo a crown when she became our chapter queen, and, you know, a sash and things like that. So our chapter does charge $5 monthly dues. But right now during COVID, we've suspended those dues to help each other out. So it's not very expensive. Each person is putting into the program. You're very active in helping the others. So I look at it as we're all giving our time, really.
Well, also, Flo, let's go back to you for a little bit. Tell me what a day in the life of Flo is like when it comes to meals.
One of the things I've really learned is that trying to get my weight down, I didn't really skip. If there was a birthday and there was a birthday cake, I had a piece of cake. You don't have to starve yourself to death in order to lose weight. It's just a great balance. A little bit of exercise and just getting out, enjoying Juno. It's really important to learn what a serving size looks like. And they have different ways of doing that. Like a serving of meat might be the size of a deck of cards or that type of thing. But you learn what a serving size is. And I know my serving sizes, I thought a serving size was a lot bigger than it actually is. So we learn to measure our food and get used to doing that. And we just encourage each other to get out and do things and take the stairs or park a little bit further away from the store. And you just learn to get your pounds off.
Once you reach your goal, your ultimate goal, will you just kind of maybe not continue meeting?
I think it's really important to continue the meetings, because especially the ladies who've already reached their goals, they can let you know they've gone through a lot too. They've had their ups and downs and goods and bads, and they are so encouraging. And we're always, you find an article in a newspaper or something and you bring it to the meeting and you share it with others. And a couple of the ladies, they just are really encouragements. And if you didn't have that, I think the weight would start creeping back up.
So what's your next goal?
My next goal. Well, I had a goal of going to Niagara Falls. That was going to be where I would actually get recognized as a state queen. But things have changed. And so my goal is just to try to maintain my weight. And I can be 5 pounds under my goal weight or 3 pounds over my goal weight and still be a cop. I keep off pounds sensibly.
How do you feel? How has losing that 40-some pounds made a difference in your life?
It's made a really big difference. My cholesterol, I don't have that anymore. I don't take a medication for that. I'm a diabetic, and my insulin has gone way down. I don't take as much insulin. And I don't have all those highs and lows that I used to have. It pretty much is right where it should be with a very low amount of insulin. So I'm pretty lucky that way.
So last question here, Vicki. If people want to know more information about TOPS locally, where can they go?
Well, they can call me. 723-4623 is my cell phone. Call me. I'll give you information. If you live in other parts of Alaska, go to the TOPS organization, tops.org, our website, and you can search to see if there is a club near you. And we have a state coordinator. I know there's a chapter in Ketchikan. And actually, if there's 4 people that want to start a group, you can always start another group. If Thursday nights don't work for you here in Juneau, that's when we meet. If you go out and get 4 other people together, we'll work with you and you can create a new chapter that meets on a different night or day.
All right. Well, I want to thank both of you for joining us. Vicki Williams, who is the TOPS chapter leader here in Juneau, and the state queen, Florence Tong, who lost more than 40 pounds and kept it off for a year. Congratulations, and thanks both for sharing your stories with us. Sure appreciate it.